listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
G'day, Matt Collins from Triple M Brekkie, and it is a pleasure to catch up with you on the podcast edition. This is a special edition, our chat with Woz Acott. Now, Woz is the passionate bloke you might have seen on his ride-on mower. He's travelling from central Victoria, a little town called Tooheline, heading all the way to Parliament House in Canberra with the goal to meet Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and present him with 20,000 signatures to, as Woz suggests, mow down MND. You see, in July 2023, Woz was diagnosed with motor neurone disease, and it's his goal to make MND a notifiable disease so more can be done to help the 800-plus people that are diagnosed with MND every year and the other 800 that sadly die from the disease. Now, despite his bad run, Woz is still a barrel of laughs. He is bright and bubbly and forever grateful for his hard-working support team that includes a couple of close mates and his lovely daughter, Belinda, who all joined Woz in the Triple M studio with me this week. And a word of warning, he doesn't mind a little bit of colourful language. Here he is, the man single-handedly mowing down MND, Woz Acott. You got breath tested?
I did.
Whereabouts?
At the Gerildery pub.
Yeah, Gerildery.
Oh.
Just up the,
to have a couple of lemonades and then back on the road, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah.
It's a brekkie. Breakfast of champions. Speaking of champions, Woz Acott. Am I pronouncing that right?
You are, mate. I'll let you know if you were.
A lot of they tell me you would. Calls a spade a spade, this man. Woz, welcome to you in the Triple M studio. Great to have you here. On your trip to mow down MND, we're going to find out a bit more about that. But, mate, can you welcome us to your support crew, please, Woz?
Got a cold black hair and my beautiful daughter. She's done amazing work. We got Noddy up the other end.
You sound like the front man in a band.
Yeah.
What would I reckon Noddy would be the mad drummer. And Belinda, of course. I've been bugging Belinda now for a good couple of days to get you on today, Woz.
Yeah.
It's finally happened. You are in Griffith. Mate, tell us a bit more, A, about Mow Down MND, but about your journey.
Oh, well, my journey's the same as everybody else's. You just start getting different symptoms and stuff, and then next thing you know, you're on a downhill spiral out of control. And it just gut-wrenching, out of control spiral.
Well, we were just talking off air. You said, first of all, Belinda, welcome to you. Great to have you in the studio as well.
Thank you.
You're proud of your old man, I'm assuming?
Yeah, definitely.
This journey, I want to find out a bit more about it because you are headed to Parliament House with a whole truck full of signatures, and we want more and more people to get involved as well. But Woz, off air, we're just talking about your initial symptoms before you were diagnosed with motor neurone disease. And as sad as it is, this area, the MIA, Griffith and the surrounding towns, there's a 7 times more likelihood of being diagnosed with MND. Not something that is new here in our patch, but it started for you with a bit of a tingling down your arm.
Yeah, I was getting cramps like a while back when I was working on a truck and whatever. I just used to wriggle them out, and then it ended up with a tingle up my arm, and that's when I decided I better go get this looked at.
Mm. Which, you know, for an Aussie bloke, that was pretty big of you, because most blokes wait till their arm falls off before they go to the doctor.
Yeah, well, I pretty much did, because I was having trouble with my truck and everything else, and everything was going pear-shaped, and I lost my mum and everything else in July as well, and there's a bit going on, and this thing just wouldn't go away, and I thought I'd better go get it checked.
You lost your mum in July last year, mate. I'm really sorry to hear that. You were also diagnosed with MND, and the doc found some cancer as well. Is that true?
Yeah, in one of my kidneys, And because I've got MMD, they won't take it out. And then after they told me that, I just felt like a piece of shit because I thought I'm just not even worth fixing. And then it was when they told me that, that's when I started going downhill. I fell out of bed that night, ended up hooking my chin on the side table and whatever. And then there was a bloke coming the next day to have a look at my trailers because I had to sell them off. And I backed the truck out so he could look at the trailers, and then fell out of the truck. And if anybody knows any blokes
that's pretty
drive,
high up was.
Well, blokes who drive Ninos, real trucks, Cole. That's a long way.
Real trucks.
It's a long way down.
Mate, I can imagine that's tough for you to get all that news at once. And let's not delve into that today, but what we are all extremely empathetic to your situation.
Yeah.
But let's talk about when you started to turn it into a positive. And I mean no disrespect when I say that, Woz, but you've turned it into a positive through this Modown MND journey that you're on. When did you decide that's what you wanted to do?
Oh, I don't know exactly, but as I've gone down the hill, I couldn't, I'm now in aged care. And then when I went into aged care, pretty much hit rock bottom there. It was like a bloody bear in a cage. I thought, I've got to do something. I'm not just going to stay here and bloody die. And then the mower, I was using my mower around home to get around on, because as people with MMD know, you soon learn how to improvise and stuff like that. And I was using my mower, and then there's a wheelchair and stuff, and I thought, And then I did a podcast with Jane Simpson, Let's Talk MMD. She's also lost her husband to it. And then that's when it all sort of started, when Jane Simpson rang back. And she's an incredible woman herself.
Mm. So you've been using the ride-on as your wheelchair. Is that how you get around?
Yeah, that's how I was getting. Before I went into aged care, yeah, that's how. Like, I had mates coming up around the shed and that. And then I tried to walk across. I thought, I'll just get the mower. I'll sit on the mower and I can just get out of the way then.
That way you leave tracks wherever you go, Woz.
Yeah. I think I've done that all my life.
You have and continue to do so. Let's bring in your lovely daughter now. Belinda, tell me first of all, if you don't mind sharing, when your dad first told you or you found out the news about his health, that must have been life-changing for the whole family.
Yeah. Was a bit of a shock for sure. He said he'd found out or got an answer about his arm or something, what was wrong with it, and yeah, said it was MND.
At that point, what did you know about motor neurone disease?
I didn't know much about it at all. Funnily enough, Dad had bought one of those Fight MND beanies and was telling the kids about it not that long ago.
Yeah.
Now he says, I didn't know it was a bloody golden ticket that I'd won.
No offence, Neil.
Yeah. He said it, yeah. So, yeah, it was just funny that Dad, it wasn't even that long before his diagnosis that he was telling the kids about it.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know much about it at all.
Modown MND, you're obviously a big part of this. You're following your old man with Colin and Noddy as well. You can't get rid of these three old bludgers, Belinda.
No, we try. I was told Colin's pretty useless, but he's turned out to be actually quite handy. So it's lucky we got him along.
He's not disagreeing with you either.
Turned up on the first day with his bandage on his leg, and then 10 minutes after takeoff, he calls me and asks, where are we going again?
Oh, goodness. This is the Parliament House. Oh, we're special. Whose idea was it? How did it come about? Did Woz come to you and say, hey, I want you to help me with this Modown MND?
Oh, I think like how we usually do stuff with Dad, he rings and says we're doing it and then we're already doing it before we know we're doing it and then we just keep going along with it.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty much. I don't know. He rang me one day when I was at the swimming pool with the kids, and he said, "Yeah, we're doing this, and you're organising it. You're
in."
I said, "All right. Well let's do it."
and you're doing a remarkable job. So paint the picture for those that maybe haven't heard anything about it. Where has it started? Where are you going? And what are you trying to achieve?
Do you want me to answer that one?
You go, Mooch.
Yeah, well, we set off from Tulleen, and with the destination being Parliament House, because Dad would like 800 people to come out there as a representation of the number of people that are diagnosed or die from MND each year in Australia. Yeah. And, yeah.
It's just mainly we're trying to get it, and a lot smarter people know more about it than I. If it was a notifiable disease, it means that everything's recorded, everything's trackable, and they can monitor it a lot better, and there's more into research. And we purposely come 200 kilometres out of our way to come through this region because we know you people through this region have got a high, high number.
That's right.
And that's why we purposely 200 extra 200 Ks through this area to you know, try and get as much attention as we can.
I thought it was because the beer's colder out here, was.
No, it's just the sun's hotter.
when you found out it was, to use those words, not a notifiable disease, yeah, was that a surprise to you?
I just don't understand it, you know. Like, I think the government seemed to think 800 people, around over 800 people a year die from it, and another 800 people a year get it.
Mm.
So the number doesn't actually change. But I think, and there's so many fundraisers around that people do. And I just think the government are just sitting back and going, oh, they got it sorted. Let's not say anything, and they'll sort it out themselves. But, you know, like, there's a lot of people who need it, who know. And if it is notifiable, it makes a huge difference.
Yes. So the goal is to get these signatures. The goal is 20,000 signatures. Now, I've seen this endless amounts of signatures you've already got. Yeah. Any idea on the number so far, Belinda?
Probably not as many as we would like to have, but also we've applied for an e-petition. So I was sort of hoping as well that this will raise enough awareness so when that e-petition gets through, we'll get a lot more, a lot quickly. Obviously, pen and paper is a bit like these old guys, a bit slow.
Takes a while to warm up.
No.
A bit like Woz's truck. It takes a while to warm up.
Hey, nothing wrong with a truck, mate.
So, yeah, we're doing our best to get them, but, you know, on the road and everything, hoping to get as many numbers as we can and then to follow it up with an e-petition that a lot of people are asking about, yeah.
Headed to Parliament House. Now, what date are you expected to be there?
So it's going to be Thursday the 21st.
Okay,
now
so
at 11 a.m.
a week today.
That's right.
Week today, you'll be there shaking hands with the Prime Minister, Woz.
I hope so, mate. He better be there. He's another house-o like I am, and you never forget where you come from.
He's a big fan of the show, Albo, so he's probably...
he should know.
You already.
You never forget where you come from.
What do you want to say to him, Woz? I mean, let's put it out there. The Prime Minister will be out to greet you with the 800-plus people, with the tens of thousands of signatures. The Prime Minister comes out, shakes your hand. What do you say to him?
Oh, I don't really know what I'll say to him, but I'll probably just pass him my phone and just let him read the people's messages directly. That's absolutely gut-wrenching, some of the stories I've had. There's one young bloke, I don't know his age, I don't know who he is, but, you know, he spent the last time... He spent the last time with his father wiping his bum. Nobody.
Shit.
Take your time, mate.
Nobody should do that. Nobody.
And was that's just one bloke? And as you say, there's 800 of these people each and every year. Now, you've only been on this ride-on now for a couple of days. You've got another week to go.
Yep.
You've already met a whole heap of remarkable people that have in some way been touched by MND.
Yep. Maxine reached out to us at Shepparton. She's a character. And the day we left, young bloke was in tears. He was only 8, 10 years old because he lost his grandfather. Incredible people. Incredible people out there. And it just turns your world upside down. So all I can do is give Albo me phone. He's probably as useless as I am with it. Hopefully he can read the messages.
Well, you've got another week to go. You're going to have a whole heap more messages before next Thursday. Yeah. Now, before jumping into the Triple M studios here in Griffith today, was you also caught up with our state MP, well, at least at her office, Helen Dalton.
Yeah.
Where are things at, and maybe Belinda, this is one for you, in terms of support from our politicians towards the project?
We've had a couple of people. I've been chatting with a lady in Alex Hawke's office. I think that's his name. He's the leader of the Friends of MND group or something. She's been lovely. Not sure that Alex can come out. Penny Allen, I think her name is, from one of the Greens, said it'd be her honour to come and accept the petition off was. She's been lovely. So we've had a few. I've sort of sent a lot of messages out and I've had a few responses.
I know on Helen's social media pages, she put up the video from you guys coming into town yesterday. She was nothing but supportive and encouraging and inviting people to sign the petition. So whilst you didn't get to chat to her today, you have got a lot of support. And I'm guessing you've put the invitation out to her as well to be there on the day.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to see her on Thursday the 21st as well, for sure. Anyone who can come out, the more the merrier. It'd be lovely if everyone can. They've got a sitting day, so if they can all stand up and come out and stretch their legs, that'd be great.
Least I could do was.
Yeah. And we're still going to be there. We haven't confirmed if Albo's coming out or not on the Thursday, but we're still going to be there the Friday. Like we originally organised, we'll be there for both days, rightly or wrongly.
Yeah, some people have made plans to come out on the Friday like we originally said because couldn't change it, but we'll be there, come have a photo with Boz.
Right. Is that because you're driving too fast on the ride-on? Is that why you're getting there early?
No, that's not the problem, I can assure you that.
No, we got, after a current affair went out, we got a call back from them and said that the people from the PM's office had got in touch with them, and if we could move it to the Thursday, there's a fighting chance that Albanese will come out. So that's why we've changed it. So hopefully we haven't messed too many other people around, but it was an opportunity too good to miss.
So,
yeah.
Was I'm going to come to you to finish with some thank yous, but Belinda, someone that's listening to this now thinking, I have to get involved, I have to help, what can I do? Where should they go?
Well, we're running out of time to collect signatures, but that's the biggest thing we need at the moment. If there's any way that people can help us gather signatures, it can be printed off the website because it's got to be hand done, but then it needs to be mailed to us. So we've sort of asked people to express post it to Canberra by Monday so we can get it all before get ready to hand in
on
Thursday.
What about those e-signatures?
Well, that's the petition hasn't been approved yet. So once that does get approved, because they've got to approve at their end, but it's got to be all the right dates and stuff, then we can just really email it out. And I reckon with all the awareness that we've raised, we won't have any trouble getting 20,000 plus signatures on that in a short time. So
once that link gets shared around all over the place, hopefully you can do that sooner rather than later, hey?
Well, definitely. Just waiting for them to approve it. And then it's on the site for 4 weeks. So I'm just hoping, with the hype, it'll just really,
it'll snowball.
Yeah.
Was, we love your work, mate. We were chatting off air and all I could think of was this bloke is a bubble of energy and positivity. I don't know where you get it from, mate, but we love having you here. You must have some thank yous, though. You wouldn't be able to do this by yourself.
Oh, there's no way I'd be able to. Belinda's been absolutely incredible. And what's your mate's name?
Aaron from Bendigo Creative. He put together the website and stuff, so that's absolutely amazing. I think it's really made it look so professional.
He's had a big impact on you, Woz, obviously.
Yes. Leave me alone. I've got MMD.
Do you want me to do some more thank yous?
Yeah, you better. Grimmo. Don't forget Grimmo and Mark.
Mark Hipwell, who put together the mower.
What about these two good-looking blokes either side of you?
Oh, they've come in handy.
And my mum and Tracy have been helping Dad out. I was going to say wiping your ass, but you might not like that.
No, it's true. That's what it is. That's how it is. That's how you end up.
I've never heard anybody before actually mention how bad it would be for someone else to have to wipe their own ass, except for Dad, and this has just happened to happen to him.
Well, I said the day I can't wipe my own ass, that'll be it. But
that's been and come, hasn't it?
Been and come, and you just keep going, and you just keep going.
I think that when there's love around you, you'd be surprised what you can do, and you're living proof of that.
I'm just laughing at Cog. He keeps picking me up when the truck going past. He always waits till a truck comes past, then he starts hugging me.
Belinda, the website again?
www.mowdownmnd.com.au.
All right, and as soon as that link's available, we'll be able to share that around as well. Well, it's great to have you in, mate. We love your work. Stay safe on the road.
Thank you, mate. We are having a laugh in here, but at the end of the day, it's nothing to laugh about. It's just gut-wrenching, family-destroying, mongrel bloody thing.
And all the best with the meeting with Albo next Thursday. I'm sure it'll go over really, really well.
I hope so, mate. I hope he's there. It's all we can ask for.
A listener exclusive.